This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. State health officials say four people have each won $250,000 prizes as part of the New Mexico vaccine sweepstakes. They were the first four winners of Vax to the Max sweepstakes. The $10 million cash sweepstakes is funded by federal stimulus and intended to incentivize COVID-19 vaccinations. Four vaccinated New Mexicans, one from each public health region of the state, are each confirmed winners of $250,000 as drawn at random Friday by the New Mexico Lottery. Non-winning entries will be carried over to each successive $1 million drawing. Four more $1 million Friday drawings with four regional $250,000 winners each will occur throughout the summer. A grand prize drawing of $5 million is scheduled for early August. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is launching an inquiry into her agency's past oversight of the federal government's boarding school program for Indigenous children. Haaland told tribal leaders from across the nation during a virtual address today that the investigation will focus on compiling and reviewing decades of records to better understand the loss of life at the schools while they were in operation. She said the process will be long and difficult and won't undo the legacy of pain that has resulted. The recent discovery of children's remains buried at the site of what was once Canada's largest Indigenous residential school has magnified interest in that legacy both in Canada and the United States. A member of Laguna Pueblo and the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary, Haaland outlined the initiative while addressing members of the National Congress of American Indians during the group's mid-year conference. Officials with the Interior Department said aside from trying to shed more light on the loss of life at the boarding schools, they will be working to protect burial sites associated with the schools and will consult with tribes on how to best do that while respecting families and communities. Avangrid, a U.S. subsidiary of global energy giant Iberdrola, has been ordered to explain why it withheld information in a merger case about penalties stemming from customer service complaints in other states. An official with the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission issued his order yesterday. Critics have said the questions about customer service are relevant because the performance of Avangrid's utilities elsewhere gives an indication of how Avangrid would perform if a merger with Public Service Company of New Mexico is approved. The multi-billion dollar deal would give the Connecticut-based company more than a half million customers and access to a network of transmission lines and other infrastructure. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported the nonprofit New Energy Economy wants the merger applicants to be held in contempt of the discovery process and to reimburse the organization for the expenses it has incurred trying to get answers. The New Mexico State Land Office has finalized a sublease agreement between Albuquerque and Netflix for the company's planned expansion. The plan includes about 130 acres of state trust land and 170 acres of private land at Mesa del Sol. The city and land office entered into an economic development agreement in November 2020. Netflix plans an additional $1 billion in production and $150 million in capital expenditures. The company will add up to 10 new stages, post-production services, production offices, mills, back lots and training facilities, wardrobe suites, a commissary, and craft services, and other flex buildings to support productions. Netflix announced the purchase of Albuquerque Studios in 2018, the first production hub purchased by the company in the U.S. Since then, Netflix has spent more than $200 million in New Mexico, has used more than 2,000 production vendors, and hired over 1,600 cast and crew members. Upon completion, Netflix's Albuquerque location is expected to be one of the largest high-tech and sustainable film production facilities in North America. This is KUNM.